Let's try another little psychic experiment through the radio waves. What would you say if I told you I can predict the exact difference in the amount of change you and I have in our pockets? So to start with, I need you to take out some pocket change, however much you have in your pocket. Not too much. And if you wouldn't mind, just hold it up to your computer or radio or whatever you're listening on and just jingle it so I can get a reading. Yeah, that's good. You know what? I'm actually getting even more than I thought I was. I'm actually going to make three predictions. First, I predict that I have exactly as much change as you, plus an extra 50 cents, and enough left over to bring your total to $2.35. So again, I claim that I have as much change as you do, plus an extra 50 cents, and enough to bring your total to $2.35. You believe me? All right, let's see if I was correct. Take out your change and lay it on the table and count it up. Now, since I'm not actually there, you're going to have to be my surrogate. I'm removing my change now, and it looks like I have $2.85. If you would, imagine that there's $2.85 in a pile next to yours. And if you can actually get that amount of change and put it next to yours, even better. Now, what did I say? I said that I had, first of all, as much change as you do. So please take out exactly the amount of change that you had in your pocket and that's now on the table out of my pile and put it in a third separate pile. In addition to that, I said I had 50 cents more. So please now take out 50 cents from my pile and add it to that third pile. My third and final prediction was that I would have enough left over to bring your total to $2.35. So please take my pile and add it to your pile. Now finally, I want you to count the total. Not bad, huh?
How the hell does that work?
This trick fooled Einstein. This magician by the name of Al Curran famously performed it for him. Einstein had no clue how it was done. And it's a great illustration of how magic tricks can fool you no matter how smart you are. In fact, sometimes the smarter you are, the easier you are to fool. It's a swindle, but boy, is it a deceptive. It's really diabolical. So basically, it's a verbal swindle more than anything else. It's a great bar bet. You never have to pay for another drink if you learn this one. So here's how it works. So you need to start off with some change in your pocket. And I usually start out with $2.85 because you need a fair amount. You need to have more than they have, you know, and have a nice mix of quarters, dimes, nickels, and pennies. And you initially say that you're going to psychically divine the exact difference in the amount of change that you and the spectator have, right? Now, that is impossible. Unless you actually are psychic. You probably can't do that. So that's the claim. But that's not actually what I do. You actually do something quite different. But you make it sound as if it's even better than what you initially said. So I said that initially I'm going to guess the difference in how much change we have. But after that, I say, no, I'm actually getting more information than that. And I'm going to make three predictions instead of just one. So it's an equivocation, but I spin it as being something that's actually more impressive. And I say three things. I say, I have as much change as you do, plus 50 cents, and enough left over to bring your total to 235. Now, don't be scared, but we're going to do a little bit of math here, okay? Let's say you have X amount of change. The amount of change in your pocket is X. I said, first, I have as much change as you do. So I have $2.85, and I tell you to take out exactly how much change you have and put it in a separate pile. So now what's left in my pile is $2.85 minus X. The next thing I say is I have an additional 50 cents. So I take out another 50 cents and say put it in that third pile. So $2.85 minus X minus 50 cents is $2.35 minus X. And then finally I said I have enough left over in my original pile to bring your total to $2.35. And I said, take my pile and add it to your pile and count it up. Well, in my pile, there's $2.35. In my pile, there's $2.35 minus X. And when I add it to your pile, I'm adding X to $2.35 minus X. $2.35 minus X plus X. You don't have to be Einstein to know that that's $2.35. Ta-da.
Somebody fooled Einstein with
I did not myself right. fool Einstein with the trick, but Al Curran, a very famous mentalist, did. I think Einstein must have thought there was some complicated math to it. Essentially, it's a linguistic swindle. You know, so the statement that you make, those three statements that you make, I have as much change as you, plus 50 cents, plus enough to bring your total to 235, is logically equivalent to me stating, I have $2.35 in my pocket. But it's wrapped up. It's in this verbal, you know, and it's very deceptive. I mean, it'll just fool anyone.